Okay, film scene. Where they should go? Somewhere in the story, I think. I mean, if we think of it now, at least, as an animated film, Miyazaki style, but better. Then we can show the history of Earth. Someone is telling maybe the story, and you had all over the world these humans who were happy, actually. And we see them there, you know, in their folk dresses, you know, traditional dresses, colorful, and dancing a lot often together, and working in the fields together, and growing good, healthy food. Sometimes there were droughts, sometimes there were flood, but they saw this nature as mother nature, and if she's unhappy, then there will be problems like that. So we have to also treat our mother well and live as good children of our mother. That very living cosmos, so to speak, is what humans all over the planet lived in, and many still live in. But then, you know, and they had lots of festivals, often celebrating love and what's the word? Growth and birth of new, and you know, in the springtime, it's all the buds coming out, and in the summer there, everything is up here completely blooming. And of course, the humans too. So even in their festivals, their sacred celebrations together, their dances and festivities, it was about love. And yes, love between boy and girl, and the old timers sitting there looking and nodding. Yes, I remember when I was young. And the young boys and girls out there in the forest. Midsummer night. And you know, she loved him, and she loves him, and he loves her, and oh, look. 9 months later, after midsummer, a nice child appears. Oh, joy. In March, you know, when the spring is about to come, a spring child, you know, the whole festivities that was around that, life, the cycles and the rhythm of life. And therefore you had the moon calendar important there also in the old days, and still is in China. You find it where you have, you know, the periods of the ladies. It's like very much a female rhythm that kind of dictated the pace of society, of the world, of the humans, right? As in the home of a family, you know, when the lady's got her period, then leave her, take care of her. Take the load off her shoulders, you know, and everything as much as possible, and respect that. In other words, love. Everything's so interconnected to life and love and rhythms of life, and that's where calendars and everything were written, you know, the rhythm of nature. You have the farm calendar, when this happens, then it means that, and old experiences, very useful. But then the darkest came, and this is a script actually for an animated film I'm making here. You see them there, you know, coming with their dark mantles and hats, black everything, just as they were when they came, actually. Interestingly enough, so it's visually very easy and attractive and effective to do. Their high weird hats, and you know, when they came to China, those, I heard from the Chinese that the people back then in China, they wondered, are they for real or are they robots? Or they look so pale and strange, and they walk so stiffly, like insects and weird beings. They call them big noses. There are different words there in Chinese that from those old days that they used about those pale, strange, blue-eyed, you know, I heard also they thought that they were blind because they had these blue, pale eyes, many of them. So these beings came, and where they came from? Well, Europe somewhere. Where in Europe? Well, we don't know. But they were just there one day, and they took over. And those traditional lifestyle that you found very harmonious all over the world, they took over that. They said, now we own this land. You work for us. You could call them parasite beings, because while humans normally take care of themselves responsibly by honoring Mother Earth and behaving nicely towards her and harvesting all the wonderful gifts she gives us, just by a little honest, pious work. The parasites are of a different kind. They wait until you have harvested, and then they take it from you. Well, I guess you could say that just as you may be a farmer who has cattle, a herd of animals, that, well, basically are your slaves, right? Because they live there. You're a good farmer. farmer, then you take care of them nicely, so they are happy too. That's the way farms should be, right? Everyone is happy there. Some are in the bodies of humans, some are in the bodies of animals, and then there are those in other bodies too. And those above you are much more powerful. And to think otherwise would be stupid. But then, you know, the farmer is there treating the, you know, taking care of the cows, and when the cows get calves, the calves drink the milk of the cow mother, and they are happy together, and they are out there grazing the grass. We show all this visually here, nice drawings and animations can be beautiful. And then there's leftover milk after the calf is satisfied. And the humans can take that too, cook nice things out of it and so on. And everyone is happy. Not leaders of a country or a village or whatever, or groups of other people. That is fine as long as they behave the same way. Yes, look here. We will take care of you and protect you. We are the Kshatriyas here. We are, look, we are strong. We have fighters who are here not to attack others, but to defend you from any threats and calamities and whatever. That's why we are here. Look, we have a big, strong fortress here, and if someone comes and threatens you, you can take shelter within the walls of this fortress, and we will defend you. Trust us. This is real leadership. It's servitude, service to the ones you lead. Now, you work here on your land as usual. It is still your land. Land belongs to God. Anyway. But you give some taxes, and we use those taxes for the benefit of everyone. Or don't even call it taxes, but we have this beautiful temple or church here where you can give to the holy people living there, the nuns and the monks and the those who are the devotees of God, the priests, priestesses. And then they will, you give your excess, or a little bit each, a tenth or something, they call it. And we will use that to make sure that no one is hungry in our area here, as big as we can make it, as we can afford. And we will make sure that you are protected. We will also educate doctors, support, help medical people, healers, pay them so they can peacefully work to keep all of you healthy up till old age. And if something happens, you get hurt or get some germ or whatever, they have medicine, they have healing methods for that. So in other words, you could say a spiritual communism where you give to God and Goddess there on the altar, and their servants then distribute all of those gifts as prasadam, as the mercy of God to everyone. Everyone should have a home. Everyone should have food. Everyone should have nice clothes. And especially all the women should be happy and protected. Have nice homes, nice families and friends. And we see it in the homes people lived in those days. They often, several families, many people living around a common yard, where everyone was protected and children were playing. And I mean, I'm thinking now this hutong or whatever it's called in China, you find this traditional, but they have the same thing here. Farms that were built with a yard there inside and a gate leading into it, and inside there was protection from wind, and even if intruders came or whatever, the kids could play safely, and the families were large, relatives and friends and all kinds of people who happened. If you look at old movies, you often find that around the farms there, here in Sweden too. But then these people there in black coats and hats, they are walking around there, still a movie script, right? Sneaking around and looking at this and thinking, these people are living pretty good. Look, they have riches even. Look, these ladies have gold bangles. And So they attack that palace and that fortress and think, you know, oh, they have so much, let's just take it. We don't have any. Or this is the quickest way to expand our kingdom. We want a big, powerful, strong kingdom growing and growing and ruling the world. Or we are poor now because we spent so much money on making weapons or machinery for our own happiness and advancement. So we need more money. Let's go out and use the weapons to take over that country and take all the goods that their farmers and people have created by their hard, God-trusting work. So we show this, and the whole history can continue from there.
No.